Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has held talks in New York with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and says she's happy the United States has lifted sanctions against Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, and Parliament Speaker Thura Swe Man. Charles Collins has this report.
After the meeting ended, she told reporters that she doesn't believe her visit to the United States will overshadow President Thein Sein, who will be at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York next week.
I don't think we should think about this in terms of personalities. I think we should think about it as a common goal. If we all want to achieve genuine democracy for Burma, we have to learn to work together and not think about our impact as personalities, either in our country or in the world at large.
Suu Kyi also spoke about her talks earlier in the week with U.S. President Barack Obama.
I was very happy to be able to meet him, and I considered it a good meeting. And I am happy that sanctions have now been lifted, because as I have been saying rather ad nauseum, it is time now that the Burmese people took responsibility for the democratization of the country.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon paid tribute to her leadership and that of Burma's president, who will be here himself next week.
We have a great expectation and hope that she will lead this path of reconciliation and greater participatory democracy and development of her country together with President Thein Sein of Myanmar. And in that regard, I pay my great tribute to President Thein Sein and to Aung San Suu Kyi. They have been working together down the path of this reconciliation and the political stability and democracy, human rights. And I really count on her continuing support.
The daughter of the man who founded the modern Burmese army and negotiated Burma's independence from Britain after World War II, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been the leader of Burma's democracy movement for more than two decades. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991. On this trip to the United States, she received the Congressional Gold Medal, which she had been awarded in 2008. I'm Charles Collins.